With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference earlier today in Maryland, former President Donald Trump says his supporters will deliver a reckoning at the ballot box.
For hardworking Americans, November 5th will be our new Liberation Day, but for the liars and cheaters and fraudsters and censors and imposters who have commandeered our government, it will be their judgment day. Their judgment day.
Well, meanwhile, the polls closing soon in South Carolina's primary, where Trump is expected to easily win over Nikki Haley. And Haley once again saying she has no intention of stepping down. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden and Donald Trump looking to repeat the past Michigan primary victories on Tuesday. But Biden facing an effort by some Arab Americans to urge primary voters to cast their ballots for uncommitted. That effort, the backing of Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, whose district has more than half of its residents claiming to be from Middle Eastern backgrounds. Columnist Bethany Mandel says Tlaib may be losing more support than she's gaining by siding with Hamas.
Only 24% of people in her congressional district approve of how she is as a congresswoman. 30% said they disapprove, and another 28% are neutral.
Mandel adds Tlaib does have weak poll numbers when it comes right down to it.
I think that maybe she might come to regret this strategy of trying to undercut and kneecap the president, because her numbers aren't great either.
And this is SRN News. Well, Americans are being asked, where does morality come from?
The specific question asked by the Pew Research Center reads, is it possible to be moral without believing in God? 73% of the general population says, yes, you can deny the Almighty and still be moral. 58% of evangelical Protestants agree, while black Protestants are split about 50-50. As you might imagine, atheists and agnostics are the most likely to say God is not essential for morality, 97 and 98% respectively. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Census Bureau plans to test questions about sexual orientation and so-called gender identity for its most comprehensive survey of American life. Test questions will be sent to 500,000 households. If they're approved, it will be the first time sexual orientation and gender identity questions will have been asked on the American Community Survey. This is SRN News. Federal regulators have granted Native American tribes more power to block hydropower projects on their land.
This comes after a flurry of applications were filed to expand renewable energy in the water-scarce U.S. Southwest. Previously, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission granted developers approval to move ahead with planning even if tribes objected. That practice came to an end last week. Now, a new commission policy allows tribes to quickly veto proposals, forcing businesses to cooperate with them if they want the federal government to grant exclusive rights to their hydropower projects. John Scott reporting.
Well, if you'd like a good, cool swim, then this is for you. Plunging into a frozen lake may not appeal to a lot of people, but for others, why not? For the 10th straight year in Vermont, they're doing just that, including a 200-meter freestyle race. More details at SRNnews.com.